Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Get hit.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. That's where the one punch comes in.
That's it.
I could talk real quick on the my deal for the what's that?
It's your time, man. You do what you do what you feel.
Okay. If anybody checks in on this, I'm going to be thrown in the slammer for muscular dystrophy. So I got to come up with bail for like $1,600. So anybody who has Facebook, friend request me at Sifu Mike Mather, and you can see on my wall, there's a link there. You click on that and you can donate. I'm trying to get two kids to be able to go to summer camp. I told them I got so many friends and brothers out there and whatnot. I'm sure I'll probably get 10 kids to be able to go. And I just want to get the word out, and I got like a month to do this. So anybody can help me out, man. I really appreciate it because it's all about the kids, in my opinion.
That's true.
That's it, buddy. I just wanted to say that. And I could talk about my new diet program I'm on.
Like I said, Mike is yours. Go for it.
Yeah, I been taking a new meal replacement, and again, most people know that I'm in pretty good shape. And whatnot, and I tell you, this is the best stuff on the market. Period. It's called company's Visalis, and the products Body by V. And again, I have if anybody's interested in knowing more about the product, they just message me on Facebook and whatnot. But in 1 week, I've lost 9 pounds. And I started last Monday replacing my morning breakfast with a shake, and then I replaced my evening with a shake, and then I eat, I've eaten pizza and salad during lunch, so I don't change that too much. But I weighed 200 pounds Monday. I weigh 191 today.
Nice.
So, if anybody's really interested in trying to get better health and whatnot, I really recommend that they go to that. The biggest thing is my whole life's been about fitness and whatnot. And what will make you think a little bit about this is anybody who's, 40, 50 years old, you can remember when you were in your 20s and you would go to a grocery store before you even go in, you open the door and you could smell the produce before you even get there. And now you could go to the grocery store and you could walk, right through the produce and you don't smell nothing. And what that tells you is there's no nutrients in the food today that there was back 20 years ago. So even if you think you're eating and getting the right recommend of vitamins and nutrients and whatnot, a diet that you were doing to calibrate the foods that you would take in 15, 20 years ago would be way different today as it was then, because you got more solid mass with less vitamins. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
and
does.
So having a product that has all the complete essentials in it, that's good stuff. That's big time. And it, for 170 calories in one product that tastes good. It isn't that it just, you're choking it down. I mean, I did a test with over 45 little kids from 3-year-olds on up, and every one of them wanted more, more, more. So they're your biggest advocate. They're gonna tell you it tastes like shit or doesn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyways. So that's all I got there, buddy. So what else do you got going on?
Not much. It's just if you guys want to help out Mike and you'd like to donate, you can call him at the Pro Fitness Center at 503-861-7438. And I'll pop that up for you, buddy.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries.
So What time's Mr. Rex coming on board?
Supposed to come on, let's see if we can get him on the horn right now. Hang on. Let me see if I can get him.
Let's get him on the horn.
You got a lot of background noise.
Oh yeah, I got people talking in my outside my office here.
Okay.
I'll let them know. Hold on. Hey, shh, you guys.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8184891018 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's Mike and Philip. Call the show at 347-826-7753. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, well, I gotta teach in about 10 minutes, bro. What else do we got to talk about? So hey,
nothing. I went to a birthday party over the weekend in Arizona.
Yeah, can we talk about the birthday party you went to?
Sure, it was nice. Everything was good. Charlie came in from Tennessee, did a couple of sets. Well, actually, he played one set, but he did a lot of songs, and everybody was happy and excited, and things went well.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I got to snap
a picture with Sonny a little bit towards the end, and things were good.
Yeah, Sonny is he's American badass. That's for sure.
Met Dominic and Amy from New York. Met a few other people. Met Diane and Shadow from. The Search Angels, they'll be on the show probably Thursday. What they do is they help people find who gave them up for adoption or missing parents and stuff like that.
Oh, good. Hey, you know, it's like I said, it's all about the kids. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we got Jay just called back. Let me bring him in.
Okay.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Much, man. I got a mutual friend in the line. Say hello to Mike.
This is Mike Mather.
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good, bad, and ugly. Same as always.
What's the ugly?
Just everyday life, man. It's always good, bad, and ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if there was a perfect roadmap, everybody would be doing it.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey. When's the Annika 7 T-shirts coming out?
I'm not sure. They've got some new stuff cracking.
Yeah, man. You got a brother up here is always rolling thunder and playing your tunes because they kick ass. And I could be wearing one of those shirts.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of new tunes, Jay's got a new tune on his own. It's a solo gig. Let me. I'll cue that up and we'll play it for you.
Okay.
I'm not with Attica anymore, bro. I'm doing some solo stuff now, yeah.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I'm all about the tunes.
Yeah, we're still friends and I wish him the best and I'm working on some new stuff now.
Okay. Cool. So
you want to tell us a little bit about this one, Jay, before I play it?
Yeah, this one is, I'm actually playing the rhythm guitar on it and wrote this one. It's with some studio work, just something new with a little edge. Who knows, could be a good fight song for you, Mike.
Hey, I'm all about it. Is that the link you had earlier, Phil, on yours? I, I forwarded it to mine or shared it.
Yeah. Let me
I
bring it on right now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's a good tune.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, make sure, hey Jay, just make sure you keep me posted on what you got cracking and whatnot. I'd love to follow and listen to any new stuff you got coming up, and you know, I'm always up for some good metal.
For sure. Sound good, bro.
Here we go. This is called Messing with a Bomb. Next.
Yeah.
People listening in the United States. There's 2,729 in Canada. In Germany, we got 1,595. Australia, you got 1,315. Russia, you got 589. France, 576. Switzerland, 552. Denmark, 525. United Kingdom, 509. Romania, 375.
Wow,
you got
awesome,
some people out there who are going to be jamming to it.
Exactly.
Well, I guess all I got to say then is for everybody out there who has a reason to put their fist in the air once in a while, you can put that one in your player and shake your fist a little bit. Check it out. It's look up J-Rex, J-A-Y-R-E-X-X. I'm on Facebook and can find it at reverbnation.com/JREX, JAYREXX 17.
I just put popped that up in my daily blog, which right now today, as we're sitting here, had 41,560 people check in today.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I didn't realize that you had it going on so well.
Yeah.
Phil is rolling thunder, spreading the word out there.
Phil is rolling thunder.
Hey guys, hey Jay, it was finally nice to finally talk to you, bro. I know we talk quite a bit on Facebook and whatnot, and I'm all about hearing your new stuff and keep that shit rolling. I got to teach a class, and Phil, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And
okay,
man. You guys all take care. Much love and respect, and be good.
Same, bud.
All right. So yeah, I just posted that up on the blog for you, man.
Thanks a lot, bro. Appreciate
and I'll put I just put up there the link and your name and a picture. So if there's anything else you want to do, send it to me in an email and I'll post it there because it's going to go up tomorrow night at midnight.
Thanks,
or actually
bro.
Tonight at midnight.
Thank you.
And it like I said, it's going worldwide. So we're on in 38 countries and basically it just took off. In the last 15 days, I've gotten over 406,000 hits.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm kind of stoked for just a guy sitting here in his house doing this, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got something to say and people are digging it, you know?
Yeah. So what's up in your world? How you doing?
Just like I said earlier, man, just everything's good, bad, and ugly, you know? Living
uh-huh.
life, rolling with the punches and picking up pieces, you know?
Yeah. You got anything coming up? Any dates?
No dates coming up. There's a band that I'm talking to. So
uh-huh.
maybe we'll see what happens. I've got some things working in the some wheels are turning.
Uh-huh. But anything
and,
you want to do, man?
Yeah, other than that, man, I'm just like everybody else. I mean, it's one day at a time and just moving on ahead, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, like I said, you got an open invitation here, man. Anything you want to post, anything you want to put out there, any dates, anything going on, keep people in the loop, send it to me and I'll post it for you.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, I heard a little bit of what you guys were talking about earlier. It's basically just about freedom and point of view, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on where, you know, a couple weeks ago I got pulled over because they thought I was somebody else. Just because I'm riding a black Dyna.
Yeah, there's,
so
there's
I had to,
something wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. I had to school the guy and who I was. And then he found out the hard way that afternoon. On my way home, I stopped him and I filed a IA complaint. And I should be getting an answer here in the next couple of days. If not, I'm going to send a letter to the FBI and find out what's going on. What's up with the police misconduct?
It's a good thing that you have everything straight too, you know. That's one thing Rusty always taught me, man. If you don't have anything they can mess with you about, then you can stand up to the law,
right,
and you won't have any problems, you know.
Right, and what I do is I also fill out a public service.
You're able to step up and do it, you know.
Yeah, I send them a public service request. They have 10 days to answer you. If they don't, then I send a letter to the FBI. If they don't answer me, I send one to the Department of Justice on police misconduct. And usually at that level, somebody comes to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, they kind of love me down. Yeah, they kind of love me down here.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Friends,
I guess
what would I do without friends?
It's just part of being who you are and how we look, you know.
Yeah. And like Mike was saying, it's more of a jealousy thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, something's wrong with that, man. Just you know, jealousy is it true, man? Just pulling us over for the way we look. Just to see what we're doing. I mean, since when was that part of the Constitution, you know? Where's our rights anymore, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, what's kind of going on in Canada and in Australia, and the only thing that saves us from here from getting it done to us is the Bill of Rights, which they're trying to find loopholes in that now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, even though we have it on paper and it says one thing, to me it still feels like they're doing another, you know?
Yeah, well, basically, anytime now, you know, even if they stop to question you, just ask them straight out, am I under arrest? If they say no, turn and walk away.
That's good information.
At that point, they can't do anything to you. Because he already told you weren't under arrest. You know, it's like, or if they did, like, I had a guy tell me, well, no, I'm questioning you. Well, I don't want to answer your questions. Well, all he did was ask you where you were going. And I said, and I told you, I'm coming from point A, and I'm going to point B. And he didn't like that answer. So then he tried to tell me he was going to charge me with, under California Penal Code, Section 148, he was going to try and charge me with obstruction. And I said, no, I asked you, am I under arrest? And you said no, so how can you charge me with obstruction? I don't have to tell you anything. I refuse to give up my rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it was going to be a two-minute encounter, turned into a 40-minute encounter, but I won in the end.
Nice job, man. Nice job. There's not enough people that know how to stand up for themselves like that.
I don't know if you saw my bike the last time I was up there, but you know I carried that ball peen hammer on top of my saddlebag.
Nice.
Yeah, first time Rusty saw that, he started laughing, but he reminded me that if my name was on it, it's a felony. I told him, no, I'll tell you what I tell them, Rusty, unless they're going to change my name to Master Mechanic or Genuine Hickory, they can fuck off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anything you want to talk about, man, anytime you want to call in, anytime you want to give whatever you got going, new record, new things, you're more than welcome.
Thanks, bro. I think it's time for me to step out. And,
sure.
Good chatting with you, Bo, and I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, man, and I'll call you from time to time and see what's going on, okay?
Sound good.
All right, take care, man.
You too, man. Fight the fight.
See. I think we'll play a little Charlie Bicker ride.
Desert.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the FBI is going to launch a nationwide facial recognition service. So let me read you a little bit what's going on with this. By mid-January, the FBI will activate a nationwide facial recognition service in select states that will allow the local police to identify unknown subjects in photos, bureau officials told Next.gov, which is, I put up the link in the chat room. The federal government is embarking on a multi-year, $1 billion overhaul of the FBI's existing fingerprint database to more quickly and accurately identify subjects, partly through applying other biometric markers, such as iris scans and voice recordings. Often law enforcement authorities will have a photo of a person for whatever reason, they just don't know who it is. But they know. This is clearly the missing link to our case, said this guy named Nick Magna, a unit chief at the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division. Somebody sent me a message. Let me send it back to him. So what happens is the new facial recognition service can help provide the missing link by retrieving a list of mugshots ranked in order of similarity to the features of the subject in the photo. Today, an agent would have already known the name of an individual to pull up the subject's mugshot from among 10 million shots stored in the Bureau's existing integrated automated fingerprint identification system. Somebody just asked me what I was talking about, and I told him, and he said, "Don't worry, they're watching you." I said, "I know." So, but what it is using the next generation identification system that is under development, law enforcement analysts will be able to upload a photo of an unknown person, choose a desired number of results from 2 to 50 mugshots, and within 15 minutes, receive identified mugs to inspect for a potential message. Users typically request 20 candidates. The service does not provide a direct match. Michigan, Washington, Florida, and North Carolina will participate in the test of new search tool this winter before it's offered to criminal justice professionals across the country in 2014 as part of the project, which is awarded to Lockheed Martin Corporation in 2008, which they've already upgraded the fingerprint matching service. It's getting worse. Somebody just asked to hand them your picture or take a picture. So, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to get worse. If you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. Somebody just messaged me about calling in, so I sent them the number. That's the one. That's one of the ones for today. The other one was the governor here in California. He signed a bill into law about can't open carry no more, but you can carry concealed. And then there's another law. It bars the police from impounding vehicles seized during checkpoints. So basically, you won't have to pay $1,200 to get your car back after 30 days, plus the tow fees and all that other crap. It's usually after 7 days they charge you like $80 to file a lien on your car. So they'll figure out a way to get the money they're going to lose back from you. Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
Shadow and Diane.
I think this is Shadow and his wife, Diane.
Yep.
Yes, it is. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good. What do you think about that FBI stuff?
Well, I was listening to a program about 3 or 4 months ago, and about the same lines, and it's incredible. It's just not right. But, you know, it's incredible what they're trying to do. You know, they're also doing by satellite. I heard that they're doing walking recognition so they can get your posture and your walk, and they can identify you accordingly to that as well.
Yeah. Well, when they can look down and tell you the time on your watch, something's wrong.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a, you would think, an invasion of our privacy, but unfortunately it's not. And,
no, it's not. They write the law, so we have to, like I said just a few minutes ago, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
That's a fact. Boy, it was
the only thing that stops. The only thing that's really from getting us down is the Bill of Rights, which they're trying to figure out how to go around that now too.
Right. Right. Well, it was sure great meeting you out there this weekend. We sure enjoyed that, and look forward to seeing you again shortly.
Yeah, I did too. It was nice to meet you guys, and I posted that picture we took on the side there. It came out pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that. Not bad.
No.
We were listening to Charlie on the CD on the bikes all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
That was really great that he got an opportunity to play out there, and we got to meet Charlie Baker and get one of his CDs, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, Charlie's a real good guy. If you want to get any of Charlie's stuff, you can get him at bakersongs.com.
Yeah, definitely. I checked out their website today and posted a link on ours as well. And yeah, good stuff. Good CD. Enjoyed listening to it.
Sure. And also I wanted to mention that if any of your fans are out there and they come down to Old Town Temecula this weekend for the Rod Run, stop by and say hi to us at our office, and you'll see a banner out there on the street, and they can say hi. We'd love to meet your fans.
Sure, if you got a flyer for that coincides with the Rod Run, and then just put a little message on there, I'll post it for you. Since today we had 41,590 people stop by.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're just gonna open the door Friday night and say hi to everybody at the Rod. You can look it up on the Temecula Rod Run what they're doing down here in Old Town. But as far as what we're doing, we're just gonna open the door and say hi to everybody. Nothing special, informal.
Because mm-hmm. Well, like right now, it'd be kind of hard for the 589 people in Russia or the 576 in France, and. And people in Switzerland, I don't know, the 552 of them, they might be busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You never know, though. We met a couple on the way out to Arizona on Friday from Norway, and they're definitely going to be coming back through here next week. So.
Yeah, I met a guy. I met a guy and his wife from a German couple. They live in Mexico City.
Yeah.
So as you guys saw, what I carry on top of my saddlebag, I also had a Thunder Press and this month's Quick Throttle, and I turned them on to it. So that I told them if they had any problems while they were here, give me a call and we'll see if we can get them the help they need anywhere in California. But they were excited that the guy was trying to take a picture of his wife by the bike, and we had stopped at the rest stop. That's when I'd seen him, so I asked him, would you guys like me to take the pictures? And we had about a 20-minute conversation, but he was real excited when he left. He said nobody really talked to him. Just people said hello, and nobody asked where they were from or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what
But
we
I knew
did.
I seen like that before. I seen people, when they take pictures like that, I know they're from out of town or from another country. So I always try and hit them up and treat them nice.
Absolutely. That's what being a biker is all about, and, you know, sharing with everybody.
Yeah, when we're out on the road, not us, but all bikers, you know, when we're out there, we need to be hospitable to the other bikers, and no matter what and who they are, you know, if they're in need of help or need directions or what have you, we should all be there for each other. That's
exactly.
For sure.
That's the bad part. Nobody, you know, we all need to come together and stand as one. I mean, if we could get, like, my feeling is if I can get 50,000 people for one day just not to wear a helmet and say, fuck it, I'd shut down the court system. Then somebody'd listen.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a good point. And I think that people don't realize it's not the fact of wearing the helmet or not wearing the helmet. It's the fact that they've taken away our right to make our own damn decision on what we want to do.
Yeah, all I want is a choice. I'm sure you feel the same way.
I personally want to always wear my helmet when I'm riding, but I don't want to be told I have to wear it, and that's what irritates me.
Exactly. I mean, you've seen the one I was wearing the other day, but I have a choice. One of them has the evidence sticker on top of it. The other one says warning insensitive prick on the front of it. And I have some pretty cool bandanas with sayings on them that I wear. And I wear the one you guys saw me wearing the other day.
Right.
Which I always get asked, what does that free all axe murderers mean?
How many people you think showed up there on Sunday at that event?
I'd say about 1,500 maybe.
Yeah, he had it. It was a great turnout. I was really pleased with that. That was really
neat. It was a real nice party.
Absolutely.
Did you have a good ride home?
Absolutely.
Good.
It was great. In fact, you guys were talking about the 10. I took the 10. And we didn't really have any problems.
Good.
We left
good.
At 11 and we rolled in here about 5:30, so we were rolling.
Yeah, you were. Did you hit the sun coming back?
Yeah, I look like Rocky Raccoon.
We were kind of lucky coming home Monday because we had the sun behind us the whole way, so it was a pretty nice trip, and we just were great weather, great time. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it was, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the end of the week. We'll be there probably around 5:36.
Great. Look forward to it.
And like Diane was just saying, we appreciate your link to Search Angels and everybody's support out there for what we do.
Yeah, and if you send me a little more info with a flyer or something, I'll post it on a blog for you, and I'll put it in rotation, and I'll stick it up in my friends column on the side there.
Great. We really appreciate that. So thank you so much for taking our call, and look forward to seeing you and Gina on Friday and any other friends. And we'll definitely touch base again.
Okay, and probably once we get out the freeway, we'll bring a little entourage with us from the Blue Gang, but that's okay too.
The Blue Gang?
Yeah, they'll definitely be out in force here in Temecula the week for Friday and the weekend.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. For all you bikers out there that are listening to this, be aware that Temecula, Old Town, the police departments came around, and it was pretty funny. They came around from office building to all the vendors and asking, what can we do to help enforce the law here in Temecula? Well, obviously my response was go away, but on the other part, you know, what people need to be aware of is that they are out here in force now until probably the first of the year, and just mind your P's and Q's out here when you come into town.
They aren't still doing that stupid shit at the stop signs about exhaust pipes, are they?
Not that I'm aware of right now. But, you know, to all the bikers out there, don't be throttling up when you come through town. Just keep it cool, because there's no reason to get a ticket for any of that.
No, there's no reason to act like Vinnie Vroom. You're on a bike. Everybody knows you're on a bike, so what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys make me laugh, because they're the first ones that call me and say, I got a ticket, and I said, hey, I saw you get the ticket. If you weren't acting like a goof beforehand, you wouldn't have got the ticket.
Exactly. You know, I've got pretty loud pipes, and I've never had a problem. And like I said, my office is right down here. I just don't keep throttling it when I come into town. Plus, it doesn't do the bike any good when you're sitting there revving your motor, for God's sakes.
You know that thing I was talking to you about that certificate?
Right.
If you guys make a copy of your registrations, I'll get you a couple of certificates certified.
All right, cool. Cool. Yeah, you know, even making a copy of your driver's license, or not your driver's license, but your registration and insurance, all you guys need to be carrying those in your vest, not in your bike.
Exactly.
That way you don't have to open up your bikes, and they have no right to get into them.
Yeah, I carry mine in my left breast pocket with the tape recorder, and when they ask me for it, I tell them I'm going to pull down the zipper on my jacket, I'm reaching in to get what you asked me for, but I'm also letting you know that I'm turning on my recorder. Then
good
the fun
for you.
Starts. Then
yeah,
the fun
absolutely.
Starts.
We need to.
Because.
But,
yeah, in the first 30 to 45 seconds, I know how it's going to go.
Yeah, it ain't going to go well, is it?
No, and basically, the next question is, well, where are you coming from? Point A, where are you going? Point B, you're not going to answer any questions, are you? Am I under arrest? No, you're not under arrest. I'm just asking some questions. Then am I free to go? Because I'm not answering your questions. I refuse to give up my rights.
Yeah, absolutely. I got stopped over here, and I don't want to say where, but they wanted to know where I was coming from, what I was doing, and I wouldn't answer all that, and they made me pull over, and, you know, 2 hours later, I was late to take my wife out to dinner, for God's sakes, but, you know, that's just the way it is out here.
You know, I give you a little piece of advice. When shit like that happens, get their business cards. I'll fill out the IA complaints for you.
Okay.
Good to know.
Even if they're nice to you, get their business cards. Fill it out anyway because it stays in their jacket for as long as they're a policeman.
Good to know.
It counts against promotions. It counts against merit raises. It counts against all kinds of shit that the public doesn't know. What scares them most is an informed citizen.
Yeah, some of the friends that you met out there on Sunday got pulled over in San Diego for using a hand signal and their directional on the bike. They actually got a ticket. This was a couple months ago. It's crazy. They just wanted to pull the pack over, that's all.
Yeah, and then, you know, they also, Brown also vetoed that Senate Bill 914, which would have required a warrant to search your portable electronic devices, like I told you guys.
Right.
And he also signed Assembly Bill 144 under law making open carry small arms a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine.
He vetoed that?
No, he signed it into the law.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, he got that from all the money he got from the cops. So he did that. Because Oceanside down here by me just schooled their guys. I talked to a guy a couple weeks ago and he just schooled me. He schooled me on what they schooled them on, and I knew that was coming.
So repeat that again. It's $1,000 fine.
He signed it into law making open carry small arms. So I guess if you're walking around with a shotgun, it's okay. But small arms, a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine.
For open carrying?
Yes.
Well, what does the First Amendment tell us we're allowed to do?
So does the Second.
Yeah, our Second Amendment, excuse me.
Like Charlton Heston said, they can pry from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm moving to Arizona soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have that type of crap over there.
No, they don't. But, yeah, like I said, you guys send me a flyer of your Search Angels thing and any information that you want the public to know about, and I'll post it, which goes worldwide. Like you heard some of the countries, but we're on in almost 48 countries, and I usually get anywhere. Like tomorrow morning, I'll have maybe 3,000 to 5,000 hits on the archive.
Fantastic, and we definitely Search Angels can use people that do the same thing we do. We would love to help them, and also we could use their help in different countries. So, and in, also in different states throughout the United States. Search Angels is an organization that keeps growing as we speak, and helping reunite family, friends, and loved ones. And we always need help throughout the country. That saves us from trying to do footwork in other states and countries that we obviously don't have the time or the
resources
to do. So please, your listeners out there, contact us in either by email or on the website or by telephone. So, and
just hit me up and I'll send you in the right direction.
Yeah, we sure appreciate your help on that. And, you know, the people that we do help will appreciate it as well in the long run.
Yeah, I read some of the stories today. I was pretty intrigued on what I was reading. I couldn't believe some of the stories. I knew some of that shit went on, but just to hear people talk about it, man, it kind of like had me thinking.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and it's rewarding, and you know, it's what Diane and I do. It's a selfish thing, and it helps us, and it helps me. I was an adoptee and lived in an orphanage over in Germany.
I read that today.
Yeah, was adopted by a great family, but still, you know, in the back of your mind, you always wonder where you came from, who's your biological family, and there's a lot of people out there that don't understand why they feel the way they do, and I can relate to them, you know.
Mm-hmm. I have a caller. Kasha, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm talking with Shadow and Diane, and they have a program that's called Search Angels. And
okay.
You've been listening for the last few minutes. Have you got any questions for these guys?
No, I don't actually. I kind of got into the tail end of it. So, what is it that they do?
We reunite families, family, friends, and loved ones that have been separated either by adoption or, you know, if they've moved away and they want to be reunited with an old friend or.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of different scenarios there.
Wow, well, how long have you been
throughout the United States?
Mm-hmm. Well, very cool.
Ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, how long have you been doing that for?
Oh, we've been doing that for probably about 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Been doing it a long time.
Yeah. Well, what got you
just
started?
Just to let you know, Cash is my repeat offender on Babe of the Week.
I'm trying to be.
Way to go, girl.
She's out of Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, good old Greeley.
That's a nice baby.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on the Babe of the Week. That's a pretty nice thing.
Oh, hey. Yeah, thanks. I call him Brad still every once in a while, you know. That's about it, you know. Yeah, Phil's a good guy.
Yeah, definitely. We had a really nice visit on Sunday when we met him. And thanks, Brenda and Paul, if you're listening, for hooking us up.
Oh, well, good. Very cool.
And then we have a call, he's in the chat room, but he calls up a few times. But this is for you, Shadow. He looked something up and he sent it in about the Second Amendment. And he said, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I think that's what we were both looking for when we talked about the Second Amendment.
Right.
Well, it's good for everybody to remember and stand up for it and try not to back down.
No, because like I said, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice, and each time you're not going to get a reach around.
Nope. That's a fact. That's a fact. Well.
All right. Well, we gotta sign out, Phil. We got a ton of things to do. We got biker friends from Utah and bikers from Arizona coming in and tomorrow and getting ready.
Yeah, no, and I'll see you guys Friday. And thanks for your company this weekend. Thanks for taking the time to take pictures. I really enjoyed the conversations.
Yeah, you too. Nice to talk to you, Kasha. Have a good night.
Good. You too. It was nice talking to you. Bye bye.
All right, all you guys, keep your wheels down. Have a great time out there. See ya.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
So what's up there? I got that text picture.
Did you? Yeah,
cool.
we're right in the middle of a shoot, so I've got literally like 30 seconds.
I'd have known, I'd have put. Well, no, I couldn't have put them on hold because.
Oh no, that's okay. No, no worries. But yeah, that's why we sent that to you, just to say hey. In the middle of a shoot. So of course
let me ask you real quick. What's this about a cast? What are you doing with a cast? This is the second time
I heard that. Yeah,
the
molding that we were doing starting last week when I wasn't able to call in because that's when we were starting it, but I can't really get into it. So
It's
something that Ryan's kind of keeping under, even kind of from me. All I know is that I've got to go in like 5 hours a night and start doing this molding from basically head to toe. That's all I get to know.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's going to be
a few months. Are they making a blow-up doll or what? Are they making one of those $5,000 ones that does all kinds of things by batteries or what?
I was going to say $5,000 could be yours. what I'm thinking he's doing, but I don't know.
Well, if you're going to go get casted, have him call me back. I'll grill him for you. I'll find out what's really going on.
He's not going to tell you? He can't.
Huh?
He's not going to tell you. I don't know. Maybe he will. Who knows?
I don't know.
Right, yeah. I know. I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then if you want, you can call in Thursday. Send me some more pics, though, so I can update these.
Okay. Well, some of these from tonight should be going to you if I'm not lying. I think they should be. But
okay.
And then, yeah, so I went through pics today and stuff, and then some of these from tonight, Ryan said that would probably go to you.
Okay, cool.
Okie dokie.
And then, like I said, call in Thursday. Have him call me back if he's – or is he taking the pictures?
Yeah, he's in the shoot with me, so yeah.
Oh, well, he is. Well, they put him in the cast, too?
Well, I mean, no.
Is he in the cast, too?
No.
Okay, separate cast, then.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, he's not.
Well, there's a couple of ways I could go with that, but I'll be gentle.
I know, exactly. You know, he's my manager. I got to be nice.
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
then
goodness.
Just, like I said, let me know Thursday.
Okay.
And if you're not around, you know, if you're around in that, call in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, if I am, I will definitely give you a call.
Okay. And
all
then,
right.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, honey. You take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye, hon.
I'm gonna go to a quick song here. I think it's time for a little. I think it's time for a little Mike P. Let's see. There we go. This is Mike P. The big homie. This is called Rolling Stone.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a couple of things here, like in Las Vegas. You know, I don't know. You guys probably heard him on the show last week, but I had the lawyer and all the people. They were in their bunker doing their strategy meeting, and they called the show around for almost an hour and a half. And they belong to the same Bikers of a Lesser Tolerance group that I belong to, and they'll keep us updated on what's going on. And supposedly in January we're going to have a summit meeting in Las Vegas. But in Monterey, that's true. I hope they do file that suit against the Santa Cruz Task Force for profiling and rights violations, because they can't tell anybody to take their stuff off and leave. I don't think that's right. It's it was the Manteca Pumpkin Festival. That's on my blog. I think it's a couple days ago I put that up. But it's biker discrimination, and it's all over. I've been in places where I've got told I had to either put my jacket on or leave, and I stayed. I asked them why they were violating my First Amendment rights to free speech, and I asked for a sergeant when he came. I stayed. I got to finish my food, finish my drink, my conversations, but I didn't leave. I went outside. So it was like a Mexican standoff. Got a couple of shout-outs here. We got Sheila listening. We got Anita listening. We got Henry listening. We got Lulu listening from Mexico City. And Tiger Lily just sent me a video today. Let me see if I can find it. But it's 20 cops walking through a bar in Las Vegas. And the crowd jumped on the coppers right away because they all pulled out their cameras and recorded them guys walking through. Let me see. Yeah, I can put up that... I lost it now. But it's a video. I'll put up the link as soon as I find it here. Let's see. Here we go. It's, this is the link right here. This is by Tiger Lily. Yeah, thank you for putting that up there. I have another one, too. And, yeah, it was an uploaded email. But they ran these guys off, and it was 20 of them. They counted them out in the picture. Crazy shit going on. And if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else is gonna. Let's see. Yeah, we got Robo Dog. Hey, how you doing, buddy? We haven't seen you in a while. How's things going? If you wanna give a shout out, number's 347. 826-7753. Don't worry about it. First think it was a mistake. I make mistakes all the time, man. It's just that when we admit our mistakes, that's the good part. excuse me. Caught a cold on a ride back from Arizona this weekend. I don't know if you guys heard me talk about that earlier, but the FBI in mid-January is going to activate a nationwide facial recognition service in selected states that's going to allow the police to identify unknown subjects in photos. I put that up in the chat earlier. Uh, Yeah, and then what happens is the local authorities, they have the choice to file the mugshots with the FBI as part of the booking process. So they expect to collect 70, well, to rival its repository of 70 million fingerprints once more officers are aware of facial searches capabilities. So... I mean, the FBI prints from book to law offenders against the department's IDENT biometric database to check whether they are in the country illegally. Homeland Security officials say they extradite only the most dangerous aliens, including convicted murderers and rapists. So, FBI and the Department of Homeland Security print swapping ensnares as many foreigners as possible, including those whose charges are minor or ultimately dismissed. So what they say is right now they have the capability to search against each other's systems, but added, if you don't come up to the attention of law enforcement, you don't have anything to fear from these systems. But the civil liberties advocates question whether facial recognition application will retrieve mugshots of those who have simply been arrested. It might be appropriate not to have non-convicted people out of that system. So we'll see. Yes, for wearing support gear, you can get popped too. Oh, yeah, and there was a good comment on there. Henry just sent me a message that he was listening until I put Mike P talking about the Mexican standoff. Well, you know, Henry, entertainment. It's all about entertainment. But, yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, where do we go from here? Yeah, it's been a busy summer, too. I'm on the road somewhere, north, south, east, or west. Lately, I've been doing a little southwest and a southeast, and Bill's been doing north and northwest, northeast. So, you're welcome for that shout out, but I don't know what else to say, man. If we don't stand up for ourselves now, we're gonna take in the shorts. You know, it's like I talked about the new laws for taking your car. They can't keep it for. The new law only applies to vehicles seized during the checkpoints. It was legislation Assembly Bill 353, sponsored by a guy out of Los Angeles. He says unlicensed drivers caught at checkpoints will be given an opportunity to call a licensed driver. Henry, we're on for one more hour. If you got anything you want to talk about. I just called you out, Henry. There's the number. You know, it's like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's like I got a message earlier. You can love your country without having to love your government. Well, I love my country, but some of the government shit I hate. Too much intrusion. Way too much. In fact, I think it's time for my favorite song I'll give you that one. But you learn, you need to learn how to use it. I agree with you. People should not fear the government. The government should fear the people. Yeah. And MC just sent me a message that one more tool to violate our rights, along with the license plate picture taking, warrantless searches of cell phones, and emerging the surveillance drones, the hummingbird technology. I don't know if you guys seen that, but it looks like a little hummingbird. It takes pictures, records. Doing what is right, regardless of what doing what you're told. That's how I feel. Well, I think it's time for a little Atticus 7. I'm going to play War. Be right back. I need to get something to drink. Yeah, it's there's an old saying: those who say it cannot be done shouldn't interrupt the people doing it. Yeah, Henry, it was a nice time over there, man. I got a couple of good stories. Get up with me tomorrow. I'll see you at work. But yeah, a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. And if you don't do nothing about it now. Well, Henry, if you can use the auto spell, you should be able to multitask. If not, ask your grandkids. Yeah, I got somebody said they're cooking and cleaning and listening to me. That's cool. I'm trying to multitask here. Usually it's a lot better when Bill's here. That way I can do a couple other things and he handles the other stuff. Another one. There was a petition to ban the red light cameras. But what happened with that was the red light consequences, cameras versus the cops. Temecula, this city, they're fine-tuning their traffic light sync system. Downey's doing it, too. In Downey, they're doing a photo enforcement to expand for the second year in a row. Even though the governor vetoed the legislation that sponsors it, would have reined in the red light camera abuses. But Brown vetoed it on Friday. No, Henry, is that the Buffalo chip in Cave Creek. They do bull riding there on Friday nights. Nice place, man. Yeah, but with this, going back to this, it's the Senator Joe Simonton from Palo Alto. He would have, if that bill would have passed. Yes, Henry, they have one in Arizona. It's called the Buffalo Chip. It's down the road from the Hideaway as you're heading northeast. But, let me see. Cave Creek, Henry. In Cave Creek. But I think we can keep folks safe and still give the driving public a fair shake. The obviously disappointed senator from Northern California said in a statement, "I'm sorry the governor didn't agree. The veto was a lost opportunity to help restore public trust in the purpose and operation of red light cameras by bringing accountability and fairness to the process. Just like I told you guys before, if you get a ticket in L.A., they don't bother you. They won't even come after you. But you get one in San Diego County, and you mention the L.A. thing, the judge is going to tell you, since I've heard him say it 1,000 times already in court, that it doesn't matter what happens in L.A. County or San Bernardino County. This is San Diego County, and you're going to pay. See the clerk on the way out. And they won't even give you a break on the price. Some places they do. So... yeah, it was just accountability and fairness to the process. But Brown suggested in his terse veto message that Sacramento had no business establishing statewide standards. He said decisions about the camera operation should be left to the local elected officials. But the senator noted that the device has increasingly become more the focus of debate across the state about their accuracy and fairness. That is certainly the case in San Diego and Riverside counties, where several communities operate LIRAD cameras. There is a movement from residents in Murrieta to put an issue to a public vote. But in response to the rising volume of protests, they introduced Senate Bill 29 earlier this year. It soared through the legislature with broad bipartisan support. The bill passed by 38-0 in the Senate and by 70-4 in the Assembly. The bill would have prohibited using red light cameras to raise money, required cities to demonstrate that devices address public safety problem, establish standards for camera placement and operation, and for signs announcing their presence. I mean, the last time I saw one, it was like 3 blocks from the light, and it was behind a tree. So basically, to me, what they are is they're snitch tickets. They prevent instant ticket recipients from having to identify the correct drivers in order to clear their misdirected tickets. I mean, Schwarzenegger vetoed it too. It didn't directly deal with the devices, but it addressed one of the most frequent traffic violations the cameras record, right turns on red without coming to a complete stop. The bill would have left intact a $500 fine for running a red light for those who would blow straight through intersections while cutting in half the penalty for those much less dangerous rolling right turn. So one or the other. You know, it's like John sent me a message the other day. We lost a 54-year-old motorcyclist. He died in an accident near Julian on Saturday when he slammed on his brakes to avoid rear-ending another motorcycle. He was thrown to the pavement in the oncoming traffic lane where he was run over and killed by a third motorcycle. Another motorcyclist was following a truck through Ramona that was pulling a tall utility trailer. But the rider saw that the trailer did not have brake lights. Too late. She swerved over the yellow line to avoid the trailer into the path of two lanes of oncoming traffic. Luck was on everyone's side because there was no collision. The whole situation was the fault of the driver who had brake lights on the trailer. Yes, it doesn't, it all depends on how you ride. I ride different, everybody rides different, but if you count to 1,000 and 1,002 and then pass that mark, you have 2 second following distance. At that point, no matter what happens around you, you have an excellent chance of not being involved in it. You have time to room to slow, brake, or move someplace else that is safe. If you watch the professionals, they can show you. I've done it myself 1,000 times. You know, and you shouldn't be following a bull trailer or any kind of a trailer, or even a tractor trailer. Get out of the way. Yeah, Henry, a lot of those pictures that you saw, some of them I can't post. I don't have permission yet. Once I get the permission, I'll show you. But I can tell you, I'll see you tomorrow. Get a hold of me tomorrow and I'll tell you. I'll tell you all the inside scoop there, buddy. Yeah, you're right on that, MC. Bottom line, cops are gangs themselves. That's why I call them the Blues Gang, the Big Blue Gang. I gotta get something else to drink. Let me see. Here we go. It's another song by Mike P, the big homie. It's called Bump My Hits.
Hey, Stoke Paul, it's that real hood music, man. And this is our single. You know they say bump it all, so
turn it up.
Trying to take care of some stuff here. Somebody trying to bump in here. Hang on.
It's that Harley boy, Mike P. And they say I represent the 1% of the bad biker community. But I just represent freedom. Jump on your bike and let's bro. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. Jump on your bike and let's bro. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control.
cops getting they like. I'm a rebel with no cause, called by the city like. Give a shit another ticket, kick it in court. Fuck the law, motherfucker, I'm even worse than before. The DA wanna lock me away, but I'll be a 1% to the end of my days. Come on, they represent the bad community. But what I represent ain't nothing but unity. So 99% of these bikers are good. I guess I represent the 1%.
This one's by request.
I don't give a fuck. Jump on my job and jump on my job. Jump on my job and with the drag.
This one's by request. And this goes out to all the brothers, red and white, worldwide.
Thank you.
Since we only got 6 minutes left, and I got three requests for this one. So this is Biker Joe Warren. This is going to take us out. Hold on. Don't start yet, Joe. And I encourage everybody to come back on Thursday night. But if you've never heard this song, stick around and listen to it. This one's by Biker Joe Warren. I'll put the link up for you right now. It's called the Fuck You Song. This goes out to all my friends in blue, which there aren't many. I don't have friends in blue. But here we go. Biker Joe Warren, fuck you.
In the grocery store, all the kids look at me like they thought I was Santa Claus. And their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama shoots me a dirty look, she thinks I'm just a greedy rebel without a cause. But it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who'd ever thought a hairy ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter's seen all night. Still, I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. Public thinks we're the scourge of society. I know a lot of little poor kids that don't see things your way. Cause on Christmas Day, they got a full belly and a teddy bear under the tree. They know Santa wears leather and he rides a two-wheel sleigh. Still, I like to ride big motorcycles. And I love the little children's too. Your opinion of me don't amount to shit if you don't like it. You heard me, that's right. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. Sing. And I like to kick the shit out of hunkers and fighters if you don't like it.
Good night, everybody.